Okay, welcome back to Senior Matters here at WECK, 1230 AM, 102.9 FM, and 100.5 FM. We do Senior Matters here at WEC Radio every Saturday morning from 10 until 11 o'clock. Talk to you about what's going on in the senior community, in the baby boomer community, in Erie County and in Niagara County and in Western New York. If you have a suggestion for a show topic on Senior Matters, just feel free to let me know what it is. My name is Buddy Shula, and we are here with things that everybody really is talking about these days, and that is healthcare. And we're here with Kalos Health. Kalos Health, we're here with Kathleen Velasquez, who's the Executive Vice President, and Dominic Giglietti, who's the Director of Marketing. Tell me I got those both right.
Pretty close.
You did good.
Okay.
Very good.
All right. Okay. Well, that's all I want to know. All right. Their number is 304-1212, or you could go to kaloshealth.org. I'm going to tell you why this interview is going to be so interesting for you. It's because I think everybody needs education on what's going on with health care and health providers and everything like that. So I want you to stick with me for 20 minutes, and I want you to hear what these folks are about, because it's really quite amazing. So first of all, I'm just going to ask the simple basic question is, if someone has not heard of Kalos Health, tell me what it is.
Well, Kalos Health was founded right here in Weston, New York, and is a local not-for-profit health insurance company. We provide health insurance coverage for a special segment of the Medicare and Medicaid population throughout Western New York, those that may benefit from an extra level of care or oversight. Our team coordinates healthcare services for our members designed to meet their special needs.
That's almost sounds like a commercial.
There you go.
Even though we're here one-to-one. So
right.
That's great. So who needs Kalos Health? I mean, we're talking eyeball to eyeball here. Who needs Kalos Health? Who should be calling you?
Those individuals that have both Medicare Part A and Part B, and also eligible for full New York State Medicaid benefits. That is the population that we target when we say a special segment of the Medicare and Medicaid population. So we are really trying to help those individuals, again, that have Medicare Part A and Part B, and full New York State Medicaid.
So there,
Medicaid benefits.
So these are the criteria to become a member of Kalos Health, and that's a specialized segment.
Correct.
Okay, but if somebody is in that specialized segment, the benefits of Kalos Health are very great.
So that's true. What that special segment is called in the Medicare world is a dual. D-U-A-L.
Which a lot of people have been hearing a lot about lately.
Right.
Okay.
So a Medicare Dual Advantage Plan is for that special segment population, both Medicare and Medicaid, individuals that qualify for both of those. That's a dual Medicare Advantage Plan, and that's what Kalos Health Gold Plus is. That is our Medicare Dual Advantage Plan, and we have that plan available, and what that encompasses is all of the traditional Medicare benefits that an individual would be entitled to, plus full New York State Medicaid benefits, and then the plan also adds some extra supplemental benefits to help those individuals in that special segment. So, for example, the supplemental benefit that we have is a monthly over-the-counter drug card that allows them to make additional purchases above and beyond what is required from prescription. And Dom would be able to highlight some of the information that they can purchase with an over-the-counter card. In addition to that, we also offer a supplemental hearing aid benefit to our members that may not traditionally have those hearing aids covered. So we offer that benefit, and then we have a specialized care team in place to help our members create goals and achieve healthy outcomes, and they work with a care team to manage their disease or manage their illness to help them improve overall.
Now, and let me clarify something, because you know listeners are going to hear a lot of healthcare messages in regards to open enrollment and stuff over the next couple of months. So let's just say this right now that is not what we are talking about, Dominic, today.
Correct. It doesn't apply to a dual special needs plan like we are. Medicare open enrollment season is typically every year from October 15th to December 7th.
Right.
But like I said, that is not for the dual population. That's not for the dual special needs plan people. We are open year-round. In other words, individuals can enroll in our plan any point of any year, and it's totally open.
As long as they're in, they meet the criteria.
Exactly. As long as they're dual eligible, meaning that they meet the criteria of being on traditional Medicare and also on full New York State Medicaid benefits, they are dual, they are eligible, and they can enroll at any time during the year.
So this is really a process of education.
Correct.
Okay, this is a process of education, which is why if you have not heard of Kalos Health, you probably will be hearing about them very, very soon, as they are growing. They are local. We'll get to that in just a moment. But their phone number is 304-1212, 304-1212 to talk to somebody, or you can go to the website at kaloshealth.org, kaloshealth.org. So you are, and that is a difference between Kalos Health and other healthcare providers, is that you are local, and you're also non-for-profit.
Correct.
That's interesting.
Absolutely. So we were born right here in Western New York. We were founded in 2014, and we started just in the Medicaid line of business with a managed long-term care plan. As a result of the experience that we've gained through our managed long-term care plan, and we operate in a number of counties in that side, that is strictly for Medicaid recipients, and it's through New York State Department of Health. We learned a lot from that and understood that there is an additional segment of the population that could benefit from a local dual advantage plan, and that's why we applied to Medicare so that we could become licensed to offer a Medicare dual advantage plan in the local Western New York market, and we were approved last September and made effective for 1-1 of 2018, and then we've also resubmitted our bid for January of 2019 and have been accepted by Medicare to continue offering our plan in 2019.
So, go ahead, Dan.
I'm sorry, and also to piggyback on what Kathleen's just mentioned, we are licensed to operate and launch this program in Erie, Niagara, Orleans, and Cattaraugus counties. So I just wanted to make that clear to the viewers, listeners, that we are licensed and we do offer this plan in Erie, Niagara, Orleans, and Cattaraugus County.
The non-for-profit issue, we were talking off the air about the significance of, you know, being a non-for-profit. How do your members benefit from you being a non-for-profit?
Well, so our members benefit from us being a not-for-profit and the fact that we really focus on the membership. We don't have to worry about shareholders, and we don't have to worry about generating a profit. What we have to worry about, though, is generating revenue so that we can operate. You know, revenue comes in, and it allows us to pay for the people's salaries, to
keep the lights on.
But we're not trying to make millions and millions and millions and billions of dollars in the healthcare segment generating profit. What we want to do is generate revenue so that we can provide the care for our members that they need. Because when you generate the right amount of care for the members, overall healthcare costs tend to decrease. And if you focus on the membership and you focus on the care and the health needs that they have, then you can in turn reduce healthcare costs overall. So we feel that
what a concept. I mean, that's a very difficult concept to understand. I'm being facetious, of course.
We feel that we're in a very good position being local to understand the local healthcare trends that are happening within our community and being able to pass those benefits off. And then by us not having to worry about shareholders, we can truly focus on the membership and their health and well-being.
And again, let's go through just again the eligibility to be a Kalos Health member.
As I mentioned earlier, it's you have to be dual eligible. In other words, you have to traditional Medicare Part A and Part B. You also have to be 21 years of age or older, reside in one of the four counties that I mentioned earlier, and also be on full New York State Medicaid. And those are the simplistic ways of qualifying for our plans.
So you're a local private non-for-profit company, and we are here with Kalos Health. Their number, you can reach out to them at 304-1212, 304-1212, area code 716, or you can go to kaloshealth.org. They have plenty of information on their website for this. And again, we're not. It's important to remember that we're not talking about the open enrollment or anything like that. Kalos Health is there for you 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 12 months a year. This is not anything that has to do with that. This is completely different. So the name Kalos, you guys got started in 2014. And where did that come from? I mean, I know it's Greek. I know this. But I mean, what does that mean?
So that we were looking for a name that would be unique and set us apart and have a good background definition. And so what Kalos Health is of Greek origin, as you mentioned, meaning honorable, morally good, and worthy. And so living up to this is like our founding principle for the organization. Our mission is that we're created to empower our members to achieve and maintain a healthy lifestyle that supports their personal goals. We're committed to ensuring that our members have access to quality care and services when and where they need it. We serve our members across varied cultures and communities, and we want to enable them to maintain and be independent because there's no place like home. So that's one of the key factors that we strive to do with this special plan, is that we work with members, if they're in the community, to keep them at home. If we have individuals in the facilities, we work to make sure that their care is well provided for in a facility, and if possible, return them to the community.
You have a great staff, too. Your staff is local, training, professional. Tell me about the staff. I mean, how does that differ?
So our staff are caring and compassionate, and they have a passion for working, especially with the gerontology population, a senior population, providing care for them, providing information. They treat them as almost as if they're family. They care for their members as if they were caring for their very own loved one. And that's what sort of sets us apart. And again, we're able to focus on that care and provide that compassionate oversight.
Don't be sorry for it.
So that we can provide that compassionate oversight and care to our members, because again, we are a not-for-profit and we focus on the members and their well-being, and that's what's important to us. When we have a member provide feedback to us saying that, you know, Kalos Health, we've had one member I can share, can't name names.
No, of course
but
not.
We had one member that sent us a personal note that said, you know, when I joined Kalos Health, I was a mess. Actually, they said I was a hot mess. They had some chronic illnesses. They scored very high on an assessment scale that we utilize, and they needed some help. They sent us and said, without that care manager, I totally feel that I would not be here today. And because of that care manager, my health is 100 times better than it was. And when we looked at reassessing them from a year from when they had joined our organization, their health had improved tremendously. And so it's those stories that keep our staff going and wanting to provide and continue provide the care that we do.
And the nice thing about being a staff member, an employee as I am and Kathleen is, we really believe strongly in making a difference in people's lives each and every day. And as we mentioned earlier about profits, we don't have to worry about profits. We maximize care, and we deliver exceptional care each and every day to our members. The most important thing to us, to our organization, to us as employees, is making a difference in those members' lives. How can we help? We're here to help, and that's all we focus on each and every day. I have tremendous pride as an employee of Kalos. Each and every day when I go to work, I'm smiling because I know that there's an opportunity to make a difference in someone's life today. And that's what we do, and it's a culture. We've developed this culture among our wonderful human resources, our staff, our team, our care managers, our leaders. Everybody's focused on the common good, and we want to deliver the best possible care to our members, and that's all we focus on constantly, daily.
How are people finding out about you? Is it through the internet? Is it through word of mouth?
It's through all forms of, you know, communication. So...
Well, I think what you just gave the example of from the testimonial standpoint, that's probably...
There is word of mouth.
I mean, there's, you know, those testimonials, the one you just mentioned, I mean, that's very moving, okay? Mm-hmm. That's moving. And as I sit here looking at the both of you, you got twinkles and smiles mm-hmm. in your face talking about that particular member.
Right. That's we love our members. We love what we do.
That's why it'll be successful.
Well, we are making every effort to make a difference in the lives of individuals that sometimes are forgotten. Mm-hmm. And so we focus on that special segment of the population. I will share with you, I relocated back to Buffalo in 2007. I was born and raised in Buffalo. I left for a while. I came back. I came back to help an elderly parent. I came back to help my mother. I saw some of the challenges that she had encountered with health care and needing care, mm-hmm. and it drove my passion even more to be able to help individuals in similar situations that she has experienced.
You know, the other thing, buddy, too, that we pride ourselves on is because we are small, local, is that when someone does call that number that you referred to, the 304-1212, we answer the phone. There's no.
I was going to bring that up.
Yeah, we don't. You touch, you know, select 1, 2, 3, and 4, and before you know it, 3 or 4 prompts later, you still haven't spoken to a person. We want people to talk to someone. We want to talk to people, so we answer the call when we get a call. And, you know, that's another reason why we're so proud of what we do, because we are the local choice. We are the local option. We care, and we love what we do.
Well, and that's, again, very important as we wrap up the segment to know that if you do not think you have an option when it comes to your health care, that's very untrue. If you're listening now and you need health care, and you should know that you do have an option. The best way to follow through with that option is to communicate with Kalos Health, and you can get more education. You know, it's impossible to do it in an 18-minute, you know, segment like we are having now. But it's very easy to do it when someone's sitting with one of your advisors.
Correct.
Or, you know, you go to the website for more information, kaloshealth.org, or again, call the number at 304-1212. So that's very important. No, the plan is available to those with Medicare Part A and B and full New York State Medicaid benefits. Does it apply to everybody in the world? No. But it applies to those people we just described. And for those people we just described, if you're in that category, this may be a great option for you. So I appreciate you being on the show,
thank
both
you,
of
buddy.
You today.
Thank you, buddy,
thank
for
you
having us.
Thank you very much.
I think that's a good way to wrap it up, huh?
Wonderful.
Yep, I
thank
think
you
so
again.
Too. Thank you very much.
Again, call Kalos Health at 304-1212 or go to kaloshealth.org. We will be back with another segment of Senior Matters right here at WECK Radio.